All the way through the Bible, we are taught that we are headed to our own city. It's called the City of David. It's also called the New Jerusalem. It's where God reigns, and that's what Psalm 15 is talking about. And I titled this psalm, Who May Journey in Your Tent, because of the statement in this psalm, but also the picture that's there. O Lord, who may live inside of your tent? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. Think about how huge that is. Think about what's going on inside of a man or a woman who live like that. He doesn't slander with his tongue, nor does he do evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. He does not put his money at interest, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. So basically, Psalm 15 is describing a man or a woman who pay attention to who they are and how they live. Who may journey in your tent? I don't know about you, but I want to make my place in God's tent. And what was God's tent? Well, it was the tabernacle that moved about from place to place, the presence of God.